Thank you, Lord. I would like for you to turn your Bibles to Zechariah. You may be seated. Zechariah chapter 8. Verse 9. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, let your hands be strong. I want you to underline that, because we'll see that two times. And I'll tell you further in a few moments. Ye that hear in these days these words by the mouth of the prophet, which were in the day that the foundation of the house of the Lord of hosts was laid, that the temple might be built. I know that he's talking about the words of the mouth of the prophet also in that verse. And then we look at another verse, two other verses, verses 12 and 13. For the seed shall be prosperous. You see that? For the seed shall be prosperous. Now, many will grab that from another perspective, but when principles are taught in the Bible, you can use them in various ways. It's not just talking to these people here, but their insight I see, for the seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give her fruit, number one, notice that, and the ground shall give her increase, number two, fruit, increase, and the heaven shall give their due, notice that, due. And I will call the remnant of this people to possess. Notice that. Now, all these things. It's a very, very loaded verse there. And then the 13th verse says, and it shall come to pass that as you were cursed among the heathen, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so will I save you, and ye shall be what? A blessing. Fear not, but let your hands be strong. Now turn to Genesis chapter 26 with me. Before I start talking about what we're going to do today, we got a lot of work to do today. Genesis chapter 26. Thank the Lord. Genesis chapter 26, verse 12. Now, this is a place where it looked like nothing could happen. But Isaac had been taught different. And so he knew he could make something happen. I want you to be in that position this morning, that no matter where you are this morning, you have to know that God have given you the ability to make something happen for you. Don't accept discouraging words. Don't accept how bad things are going. Stop listening to all that stuff and listen to God's word. In Genesis 26, 12, then Isaac sold in that land. What he did? Sold. Underline that word. And received, underline received. The same here, 100-fold. Boy, that voice is loaded. And the Lord blessed him. I mean, then Isaac sold in that land and receive, in the same here, watch me receive, 100-fold. Then on the Buddha, I said, and the Lord blessed him. And it's a land of famine. The man waxed great, went forward, and grew until he became very great, for he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and great stores of servants, and the Philistine envied him. Now, every time I get to the end of that voice, you're going to have some of that when you start flowing like God wants you to flow. Now, this is so powerful. I just need to take my time with it. You are here. I believe you're here because you want me to minister to you. And we need to let the Holy Spirit do what he want to do in here. That's what I call these meetings for. I say I'm going to try to do 12 this year. Just strictly from here and feed the people of God and feed LTMA churches and everywhere. The secret, probably plural, secrets of developing a seed-sowing soul. A seed-sowing soul. Now, the soul determines what the hand's going to do.
Yes.
You follow what I'm saying? And you're going to have to develop that soul, as Romans 12 tell you in verse 2, renew your mind that you can prove what that good and accepted and perfect will of God is. You got to be, to be a sower, you cannot be conformed to the system. You have to be transformed. So I'm talking about a transformed soul for to become a transformed sower. Very powerful. The secret of development, of seed sowing soul. A seed sowing, here's another thing, I want you to get this. When you do that, you're going to develop a seed sowing mind. Good God Almighty. When you do that, you're going to have a seed sowing conscious. Oh, my brother and sister, then you go to a seed-sowing imagination. And you develop a seed-sowing will. So a seed-sowing mind, a seed-sowing conscience, a seed-sowing imagination. I mean, just your imagination could look and see what a seed going to do when you develop it as a seed-sowing imagination. The revelation of sowing is the master key of all divine benefits. Hello. The revelation of sowing is the master key of all divine benefits. Abundance, prosperity, nor increase can manifest without seed training. Abundance, prosperity, nor increase can manifest without seed training. Now over there in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, it talks about a real sower, a person who got it in their soul, who got it in their imagination. A person you don't have to twist their arm, or they'll twist your arm and make you take a seed. Because it's so well, let's go to 2 Corinthians for a minute. I want to look at this just a minute, because there's many things I have to share about this soul, about this soul, train the soul. About this seed sowing soul, S-O-U-L, this seed sowing heart, this seed sowing inner man, trained properly, right mindset about it. Nobody had to twist your arm. You recognize. We'll talk about people grieved about sowing. Wherever I left at the office, when someone know what they're doing, trying to get you to another level, you get grieved. I'm going to prove it through the scripture. And what happened is, it blocked you from getting to the next level. See, you get grieved. Again, I mentioned, because he went home to be with the Lord the other day, I mentioned Dr. Price again. I mentioned him the first time. But man, Fred whooped us up in the camp meeting. He's showing a 50,000, 100,000, them boys sitting up there. I said, man, these boys ain't going nowhere. I said, I don't have no 50,000, but I'm going up there behind him from now on. That's how it got me out. I saw a soul sailing. I knew he knew something, that the hundreds of preachers I was sitting among didn't know. Some of them kind of sniggered when he went up there, you know, there you go again. She left them like they're standing still.
Right.
And so I learned from a master sower. Yeah, he was a master sower. Sowed extensively. Now here in 2 Corinthians 9:6, it will tell us a person who got their soul developed in sowing. The sixth verse, 2 Corinthians 9:6, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Well, a person get their soul developed, have revelation, they know what side of that verse to take. Are you following it? They will have an understanding and an anointing to not sow sparingly because you don't want the income sparingly. You follow me? Now, then he goes on to say, I mean, he defined a sower here, and I'm almost going to get stuck. I got a lot of things to say to you. Every man according, I mean, the seventh verse, and he purposed in his heart. Ooh, Lord, purpose in his heart. What that mean? What that mean? What it mean? No, what it mean? No, what it mean? Somebody tell me online. They can't tell him here. What it mean? Every man according to his purpose in his heart. What it mean? Purposes in his soul. That's what it mean? Purpose in his soul. You said that? Anybody said it? Purpose in his soul. Let him give. Not grudgingly or a necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. See, you can't be cheerful if you don't have your mindset right. I mean, you just can't go by a bunch of rules and regulation and, but no, your heart got to be right, man. Your heart got to be a sowing heart. Your heart got to recognize the MO of God. God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, all were sowers. All three of them, I'll talk about them later. All of them were sowers. They had a sowing heart. What is John 3:16? What is John 3:16? A sowing heart. God so loved the world, he was sowing. God sowed Jesus. Huh? Jesus sowed his life on the cross. Jesus got back to heaven and sowed the Holy Ghost to us. God! The Trinity is a sowing Trinity. If you want to be like them, you got to have your Trinity set up. Huh? Huh? Your spirit. Your soul, your spirit already, always ready to sow. Your spirit see it, but your soul is a blocker. Your surrounding block you. So he says here, when you get your soul straight, every man according as he purposes in his heart, and I'm all off my note right now, so let him give, not grudgingly of necessity. So when that soul is not properly trained, renewed, you're going to be given grudgingly and of necessity, and you void your seed. See, because for God, love is a cheerful giver. And a cheerful giver will have to be given by revelation, not by constraint. Not to save face, but to recognize the revelation. When God put prosperous Saul in your presence, the Holy Spirit is going to tell you, sow right there. Then the Holy Spirit is going to let you see some sowing. And while they are sowing, the Holy Spirit is going to tell you, you better go with them. That's how I saw Fred. So you better go with him. My ministry ended up just like his, and everything ended up just like his. Because I did the same thing, the right thing. Somebody got to train you.
That's right.
You got to put some pressure on you. Notice we see in verse 8, and God is able to make all grace, all favor, all financial favor abound towards you, that you always have an all sufficiency in all things, good God Almighty, may abound to every good work. Now, what is a translation to do that thing justice? I don't know if it's a Message Bible. It's a powerful translation of the eighth verse. that'll make anybody dance. Look at them different trends. Let's see what the message said. God can pour on the blessing in astonishing ways so that you are ready for anything and everything. More than just ready to do what need to be done. As one psalmist put it, he'll throw caution to the wind, given to the needed in reckless abandon. Good God Almighty. But that's not it though, but that's a good one. I don't know if they have, put him in the Amplified Bible, because I want him to see that. Somebody, some listening to me, give me a 2 Corinthians 9 and 8 in the Amplified Bible. And God is able to make all grace, every favor, and earthly blessing come to you in abundance. Hallelujah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Yes. So that you may always, and under, this comes from a seed now. Yes. I say, hey, hey, I said it's come from a seed. A sown seed with the right heart. Look what he said. So that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the pandemic, whatever the need be, self-sufficient. Self-sufficient. Possessing enough to require no governmental aid or support. And then God said, maybe you didn't hear me. And furnished in abundance. For every good work and charitable donation. In other words, you're not only blessed, but you're able to bless other people. But that's what a seed will do. Now, one more voice, and then I'm going to start giving you some principles. One more voice you had to get, because this is so dynamic in training seed sowing soul. It's your way out. You can't get out in other ways. It's a kingdom principle. It's a kingdom process. It's a kingdom format that has been proven time and time again. So you can't get around it. But your soul, you may have the, how can I say it? Oh, no, you can't get it. Until you get that soul right, you ain't going to have it.
Right.
That soul always going to question a seed. Soul always going to question another soul. That soul, got to get that soul developed, have a seed sowing soul. Good God Almighty. Now look at verse 10 before I leave, in case you're going to cry that you don't have no seed. Stop eating your seed. Mm-hmm. Stop buying what you're not ready for.
That's right.
Because they're going to cost you. If you buy a car you're not ready for, that car going to cost you. You don't take my car and talk about no $15. Something to fix on, $200. Yeah, you can go on back to your house. Man said, no, sir, we can't help you, sir. But the secret is I didn't buy them ahead of time. So it doesn't matter. Listen to this. It doesn't matter what it costs when I take my car to the shop. It just doesn't matter. Just fix it. I'll be back to get it. Just fix it. Matter of fact, I ain't going to come get it. You bring it to the house. Then I'm going to tip you. Yeah, I'm bragging on God. I don't care what y'all say. Now, he that ministers seed to the soul, both minister bread. What? He going to give me the seed and feed me while I'm sowing? And then what he going to do next? And multiply your seed sown. What else he going to do? Increase the fruit of your righteousness. Oh, my goodness. Now, I want to take you to a place here. Now, I go to my first point this morning. After 20 minutes of preaching, I want to take you someplace this morning. I want you to turn with me into a shocking revelation of sowing, a shocking revelation of a soul that is trained not to get upset, but to keep on doing what it's supposed to do. In Genesis chapter 39, Genesis chapter 39, I'll make a statement that will begin to build your soul more efficient on sowing. No other way out. No other, this rat race, know what the other way out for the body of Christ, that you learn to train your soul to be a soul. Genesis 39. I'm going to make a statement. You better listen now. Joseph refused to let his soul be in prison. He refused it. The type of anointing he was wearing in that trying hour let me know that he did not permit his soul, his conscience, his mind, his imagination to be in prison. And that's what you got to do to be a soul. Watch what happened to him. 39:1. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, brought him of the hands of the Ishmaelite, which had brought him down thither. Now let's go at verse 2 now. Now you can't, this cannot happen if a person got a bad soul.
Right.
See. And the Lord was with Joseph.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And he was a prosperous man. But I thought he locked up. But his soul not locked up. Right now, whatever your financial conditions are, you're not in bad shape. You keep that prosperous soul and you're in a meeting like this. You're talking from revelation, experience, and evidence from nowhere or nobody, and the seed became a vehicle of transportation from where I was to where I am. I traveled here in the seed. This ministry traveled here through a seed. The seed was the vehicle. Good God Almighty. The seed, I was a passenger. I couldn't make this happen, but God had a way for it to happen. I had to get in the vehicle which God designed to make it happen. It was the seed. Hallelujah. Are you catching it? So in the law was with Job, the second verse, he was a prosperous man. He was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord made all that he did prosper in his hand. Mm-hmm. Soul. See, he got his soul right. His soul right. Soul right. Did he sow it? Yeah, he sowed. He sowed in the butler. He sowed a word to him. And then his brothers who sold him, he sowed in them when they came. Gave him some money. Put some money in their bag. His soul was right. You got to keep your soul straight, you see. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. Look at that. For you can't do this with a non-sowing soul. In verse 4, and Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, all that he had. That's what a seed will do for you. And put into his hand. Call him on. And it came to pass from that time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian house for Joseph's sake. Mm-hmm. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph, in verse 6, hand. And he knew not all he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. Mm. See. What we're talking about, I gotta remind you, is the secret of developing a seed sowing soul. I want to make another statement to you before I go to the next point. The wisdom of prosperity is keeping your soul prosperous. Mm-hmm. I go on. The wisdom of abundance is keeping your soul prosperous. The wisdom of wealth is keeping your soul prosperous. The wisdom of increase, the wisdom of debt cancellation, the wisdom of letting the blessing of God flow into your family and flow into your children, flow into your home, flow in your ministry. You've got to carry the pack in the soul wisdom. Yep. Wisdom in your soul. Good God Almighty. Turn to Psalm 142. I want you to see something. In the Psalm 142. I don't want you to live that. I just want you to see something. Because I got to get you out of there as fast as possible. When I first saw this, I said, Lord, help me to train the body of Christ in this area. In Psalm, and you read the whole Psalm, I don't have time. It'll tell you about the soul. But in verse 7, Psalm 142, verse 7. And in my notes I have, I want you to see a soul in prison. I want you to see a soul in prison. P-R-I-S-O-N. What happened when a soul is in prison? Well, other words, I'm saying, my brother and sister, that many believers' soul is in prison about sowing. Wrong teaching, wrong teaching would lock you in prison. Mm-hmm. I know of a generation of people, you would come to a lot of begging. That'll lock your soul up. When a minister begs, your soul locks up. And we've had a lot of begging. We have had a lot of bargaining, making bargains about if you do this, you do that. No, you can read the Bible yourself. But your soul, you got to come to revelation that it's what for you to do. Nobody need to twist your arm and set up gimmicks for you to bring money. Preach you a message and tell you you'll bring $8, you're going to be all right. Well, the first thing, $8 ain't going to get much. But just the idea of all these different, and I'm not, I am. I'm putting that down. Because that's what got God people afraid in their mindset, in their conscience, because the begging element, you can get a collection bucket before you sit down. See? You can't commercialize for a seed. In other words, you can't make commercial for people giving. People have to give from their heart. They have to know it's a revelation. They have to know it's true. They have to know it's between them and God. Are you following me? Here we got in this Psalm 142, and I got to get God's people soul out of prison about this. I don't want... I think it's Abraham had to apologize to a church for not telling them about giving. He said, I know I hear you back. So I got to teach and tell you that you got to give. You can sit there and listen all you want this morning. You have your coffee and have your, but you got to give. It's so important. It's not giving for a word of life or for ever increasing word or for me. You got to give. You know, I remember when I was taking that. I went 5,000, I went 10,000, I went on 15,000 taking to Brother Hagin. I knew Brother Hagin didn't need that, but I knew Leroy needed it.
That's right.
See what I'm saying? And you don't come to grip with that, you out, man. You're not going to make it. You're going to be struggling the rest of your life. You're going to be in prison right here. He said, look at that seventh verse. Bring my soul out of prison. What? That I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. And so, my job this morning is to clarify and say what the Holy Ghost telling me saying, so the Holy Ghost can unlock your soul about sowing and about giving. But at the same time, you have wisdom how to do it. Okay, so the call is you cannot have a soul, a seed sowing soul, if your soul in prison. How many see it? See your soul, your mind, your imagination, your conscience is in prison by this money thing. It's grabbing hold. See, your concept is grabbing hold. Everybody for themselves. You know what I'm saying? And God have set a way for the church to be free.
Yes.
I feel anointing coming. But the church not going to be free unless their soul release their hand. Mm-hmm. See, in Zechariah, he's not talking about strong hand, but you can't have strong hand without a strong soul. I announce, I declare and decree, every person under the sound of my voice have a strong soul, understanding how God's financial system works. In the name of Jesus. I want everybody to say, I have a strong soul about God's financial plan for me. And may the Holy Spirit breathe on that. Not only that, Joseph refused to let his soul be in prison. Then I said, I want you to see a soul in prison. The man cried, and you read about it. He's talking about how he got in there. Nobody to care for his soul. You got to care for your own soul. Now, when I came upon this next aspect, I didn't know God was going to use it chronologically to teach people how now not to permit yourself to have a persecuted soul. Mm-hmm. A persecuted soul. Racism will persecute your soul to tell you you can't go no farther. You're always fussing. Talking about, you're holding me back. No, no, nobody can hold your seed back.
That's right.
Woo! Your seed has divine, supernatural, resurrection power in the midst of any demonic or devil situation or anything. Nobody can hold a seed back. There's no racism in sowing. Sowing is a revelation. Sowing, oh, Jesus. Psalm 143, you right there. When I saw this, and you know my Bible, I like this little Bible because a prayer for guidance and deliverance. And that's what we need in our finances. Guidance and deliverance. Guardians and deliverers. Thank you, Lord. Notice verse 3 in Psalm 143. Notice what we're talking about. Let's look at a persecuted soul. Some of the things I talked about earlier, your soul has been persecuted. In you might have been in a denominational church and, you know, just trying to get some money, trying to raise some money, need $5 more. You know, some things trying to be in your mind. Let me read this third verse. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. You see that? Now watch what happens when your soul is persecuted. He has smitten my life down to the ground. Now I want you, my brothers and sisters, to see your finances. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. That means he persecuted my finances. He has smitten my life down to the ground. That means he smitten my life down to the ground financially. He has made me to dwell in darkness. That means I'm in darkness on finances. You see it? As those that have been long dead. But the third verse is powerful. But look what happened in the fourth verse. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My spirit can't bring out what the Holy Ghost is revealing to me. Because the enemy got his hand on my mind. The enemy got his hand on my conscience. The enemy always trying to tell me somebody trying to get over on me and when God trying to get me out.
Yes.
Therefore, look, my brothers and sisters, is my spirit overwhelmed within me? My heart, that's it again, my soul, within me is desolate. I remember the days of old. I meditated on all thy works. I mused on the work of thine hand. I stretched forth my hand unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee. As a thirsty land, so long. Hear me speedily, O Lord. No, look in verse 7. Look in verse 7. My spirit, what? Mm-hmm. Failing. Mm-hmm. I don't have no financial anointing.
Wow.
Then he said in the 8th verse, in the 8th verse, I lift my soul up unto thee. Then the 11th verse says, quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake. Bring my what?
Soul.
Where?
Out of trouble.
Look at verse 12. And of thy mercy, cut off my enemies and destroy all them that afflict my soul. For I am thy servant. I just want you to see that. Now, let's just get this as we study this lesson, this next principle I want to give you. Know the power of the soul that remember and rehearses the goodness of God. Psalm 103, bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all of his benefit. See, that soul, it's a soul that don't forget God, a soul that know how to praise God. What happened? Turn to Psalm 23. Psalm 23. What I do in my preaching now is give you homework. Something to feed on and go over and over. You and the family. That's why I use a lot of scriptures now. Psalm 23. Almost give you an encyclopedia of what I'm teaching. That you can keep feeding on it, make you a notepad and write, and then start applying these things in your life. In Psalm 23, I took you there for this. What happens when a soul is restored to prosperity?
Come on.
That's what the 23rd Psalm is all about. Look at the third verse. What? Psalm 23:3. He restores my soul. Look where he lead me in now. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. But when your soul is not right, oh, I hear the Holy Ghost. When your soul is not right, he can't lead you in green pasture. He can't lead you beside the still water. See, you forfeit the leading. When financial leading is forfeited when your soul is not trained to sow seeds. Every believer who having financial problem and don't seem like you can get out, that's your problem. Check your soul. Make sure your soul is renewed. Make sure Romans 12:2, that your soul is renewed about this sowing business, about this tithing business. Make sure you got that a revelation of that. Make sure you're not doing it by duty. Make sure you're not doing it grudgingly. Make sure you're not doing it necessarily. Make sure you become a cheerful tither and a cheerful sower. Good God Almighty. A cheerful tither and a cheerful sower. Somebody need to dance. A cheerful tither and a cheerful sower. It's going to change everything. Anybody on the side of my voice, everything about to change. Everything about to change. I don't care if you don't feel it, force it.
Yes.
When you get your tide ready, just do a little dance. God looking for that. He'll put it on. He'll put an anointing on you.
Yes.
Don't give grudging. Don't give duty for it. Don't give thinking you keeping something open. Mm-hmm. Don't give that the church can't make it without your gift. Yeah, the church can make it without your gift, baby. You giving for yourself.
Yes, that's right.
Come on, children. Yes. Let me minister to you this morning. All y'all pastors, and all y'all income about to go up in your churches. Y'all said that like y'all ain't hearing me say this. But your people are hearing this. And they recognize it. Your people are going to sow more. They're going to tithe more. They're going to do everything. Because they trust in the apostolic government.
Yes, yes.
And I'm telling the truth.
Yes. Come on.
I told you I had somebody to watch. I watched that person. I did what they did. Mm-hmm. I sowed in them. Oh my, let's see. What happened when a soul is restored to prosperity? He restored my soul. He led me in the path of righteousness, for his name's sake. All right, you ready for another principle? I can't hear y'all.
Yes.
Keep the weight off your soul and trust Jesus. Hebrews 12:1. Keep the weight off your soul and trust Jesus. Don't let no financial weight set on your soul. No, I want you to trust Jesus. If he said it, he'll do it. Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. That's your soul, yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, because sin can't be set in my spirit. It's your soul. Look at the second verse now. Looking unto Jesus, the author. All right, I know somebody going to fall out now, but I don't care. And finisher of your seed. Heal.
Yes, he
is. Any kingdom transaction. Jesus is the author and finisher of it. You have to have faith to sow. And he is the author and finisher of your sowing faith. Oh, Lord, have mercy. He's the author and finisher of your sowing faith.
Hallelujah.
All right, now, sowing progression. Listen to me now, because the Spirit of God speaks to me now. Sowing progression. Now, I've been a progressive sower, so I know. So sowing progression is in his voice. Looking at Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, right? And I said, our sowing faith and the kind of faith we need in our soul to sow. Who for the joy that was set before him. Now, what make a sower joyful? There's a certain joy set before a real soul. One of the joy is, I'll be out of debt real soon. I'll be to pay my house off real soon. Uh-huh. We got it happening all around us right now. It's a joy. See, it may not happen instantly, but it has to happen. Just keep on sowing. Just keep on tithing. Keep on praising him. It got to happen. Because God is not a man that he should lie. Your way out, they give you all these substitutes. They got all these people commercializing about you, get your second note and all that kind of stuff and put your money here and put your money there. No, sow your money. So seed your money into the kingdom of God. I'm telling you, the church is the best place for you. People, they don't want us to say that, but the church is the best place. I got rich sowing.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Abraham said, no, don't give me that. I don't want no man to say he made me rich. Every person on the sound of my voice right now, this message is a revolutionary message for your life. If you just go back over these words. The whole 23rd Psalm is locked down without a seed. It can't function. I can't lead you if you don't follow me.
That's right. Come on,
man. Let's take the 23rd time for your financial situation, for your money, what God wants you to have of doing this pandemic and doing all this crazy stuff going on. You're going to have a seed, babe. And I'm not talking about a social seed. I'm not talking about a comfortable seed. I'm not talking about a Mickey Mouse seed just trying to act like you're giving. No, the widow of Mike, she outsold them all. Sometimes you got to sow, man. You got to sow. All right, so much for you. Write in a note, Luke 16:10. I'm about to close. 10 through 12. You be faithful over a few things, I'll make you rule over many things. Then look with me, put in your note, because Joseph protected his soul, Joseph is made the ruler of prosperity. In Genesis 41, 37, 45, he finally became the greatest man next to the king. He was the second man in chariot. He was over everything. That's in Genesis 41, 37 through 45. I have so much given to me now. I can't hardly preach in an hour. It's just so much revelation is coming. Let me make another statement to you. Have you entered into the sowing ministry? If not, this is your time to enter into this kingdom mystery that can't be held at any level. Let me give you that again. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Have you entered into the sowing ministry? If not, this is your time to enter into this kingdom mystery that can't be held at any level. Good God Almighty. Did y'all hear that? Luke 8, 1, 2, 3, the women were sowers. And then Jesus' trail of parables. Now, what parables were for? Parable was for those who was hungry to get it and those who was curious not to get it. That's why he taught parable. See, so right now, I hope everybody here hungry. If you're just curious, you're not going to get it because you're not going to follow instruction. See? Let me read that one more time. Have you entered into the sowing ministry? Sowing ministry? If not, this is your time to enter into this. Look what he called it now. Kingdom mystery. Look what he said next. That can't be held at any level. In other words, the world can't hold you. The devil can't hold you. Your family can't hold you. Your neighbor can't hold you. You're just busting out the scene because you're in the kingdom principle of what God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit sowed power in us. Jesus. And I want you, in all those parables you find in the 13th chapter of Matthew, I want you to remember this. Sowing was Jesus' master teaching. Sowing was Jesus' master teaching. Isn't that something? In Matthew 13, you're going to see, I don't know how many parables, but his master teaching was about sowing. You know why? He was a seed. And he found out what the world system can't do with a seed. A seed got a resurrection in it. You can't stop it. I declare everybody under the sound of my voice, go find that shit free this morning. There's no reason. Not from a message like this, no reason. I'll give you one or more two things, but I trust the word of God. I'll give you a lot of scripture. I know that. I know we usually preach as Baptist preacher, give one scripture and then dance a little bit. No, I want you something to feed on. I want you to understand. I want you to be able to do it. I want you to go over it with your family. Go over it with your children. I wrote this one for you. In the kingdom finances, you have to let your seed shine. This is a light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. Huh? In the kingdom finances, you have to let your seed shine. Now, I know this is a sad note here. I'm going to close with, but I need to close with it because I really want you sad if it's just you. Turn to Mark chapter 10. I could have put that somewhere else in the outline, but you want to have it on. I got it on the end. Ooh, Jesus. Mark chapter 10, and we're going to close. Amen?
Amen.
I said amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You've been kind. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Father. Thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I bless your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your word. I don't have to depend on this world system and no little Mickey Mouse job. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Give me a way. You sure you give me a way? You made a way for me. Thank you, Lord. The seed is my way in financing. You can't get around it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Mark chapter 10. I want to show you something in one, two verses. When you get your soul trained to be a seed sowing soul, you will never get grieved about sowing again. You will never get grieved about sowing. The enemy, when he see you about to go to another level, he'll get you grieved about sowing. And you, I mean, you're justifiable, you're justified, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. But if you don't follow that path, he's messing with your soul. Now, I want you to see this. This young man said he loved God and everything. Mark 10, this young lawyer. He loved God and everything. But get down to this, these two verses. Mark 10, 21. I'm going to find out, do you love me? Mark 10, 21. Then Jesus, he done told all his accolades about how much master and how much. Then Jesus said, I'm going to check you out. Verse 21. I'm going to see if you got a seed sowing soul. You talking about how you love me and all that. That's why I don't end up. Don't be sending me no empty card. I don't want them. Send them somebody else. I hold my card to my, I love you. I don't want that. I don't care how pretty it is. I can't train you that way. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, one thing thou lackest. You done hug, you done kiss, but you have not sown one doggone seed. You've wrote letters. You have made compliments. And I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about your pastor. I'm talking about you haven't given one doggone seed. I paid my tithe. You ain't give pastor nothing. Bible tell you, so in your man of God. Then Jesus, behold, she loved him, and said unto him, one thing thou lackest. Yeah, I'm going to find out where you are now. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor. And thou shalt have treasures in heaven. And come, take up your cross and follow me. Now that statement, thou shalt have treasures in heaven, huh? Also mean heaven will have treasures in you. And it wasn't about just about dying. Mm-hmm. No, because up down, further down in this text, the Lord said he was trying to get that boy to step off into what Isaac had stepped off into in the 26th chapter of Genesis, the 100-fold return. That's what he's trying to get him to do. Step off in the 100-fold return. And look what happened. Look what happened. Verse 22, Mark 10, 22. And he was sad at that saying. And went away what? Grieved. For he thought he had great possession. See? So if your soul not trained, you're going to be grieved. Especially around LTMA. I got some boys that make you grieve. I got one old boy said, 80,000. Said, shit, what are you? You ain't got no 80,000 sheep. But you won't get the 3,000 you got. You're trying to find an excuse. See, I'm just trying to train you. I'm talking to the whole LTMA body. I'm not just talking to men, I'm talking to the whole body. You got people training you how to do it. Now, a lot of them guys out of debt. And got out of debt and just, I ain't got to call no name. Just ordered a new RV. Got a nice RV, but just ordered one from the factory. I think he went to the factory to look at it. Make me think about going to the factory. I already got to do it. But God, dog, it's just nice to be able to do it. See? But it's a soul. I got souls that follow me. Souls that is coming out, spreading their wing, and enjoying life. Because it's for everybody. What I said?
It's for everybody.
So when someone, I'm going to call Fred's name again. When someone trying to train you to another level where you're not, just follow the person. Just watch how they walk. You know, watch how they do it. But just don't walk now.
Yep.
I did it. I don't have no silver spoon in my mouth, some special portion. I had to go through everything else. I did it. When Jesus was on earth, he had no silver spoon in his mouth. He had to do it. Let me give you a money coming mindset principle. You can say it with me. How many I give you last night? Three? All right, I'm going to give you number four tonight, this morning. Thou shall give, G-I-V-E, right about money.
I shall give right.
Come on, let's say it. I should give right about money. Luke 6:38. You don't give right? First word in Luke 6:38 is give. You don't give right, you'll never see the avalanche. You'll never see it. Come on, class. Come on, talk with me. Here we do now. Here we got to think and say. Don't just say it. I want you to think. Think and say.
I give money
to good causes
that
I believe in.
The
money that I give becomes money seed and is multiplied back to me many times. And in many ways.
I give regularly
with a system.
Therefore,
I am blessed regularly.
My giving
does not cause me
to have less.
My giving causes
me
to have more.
I'll
give you some more tonight. The old Baptist preacher said, hush, hush. Somebody calling my name. Hush. Your name being called this morning. You get out. Get out of debt. Get debt free and be a big giver. God bless you.